AM. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A 61-year-old actor you've been watching on television for decades has died.
Chicago-born actor Andre Brower had his breakthrough role in the 1989 movie Glory and appeared in the TV comedy Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Martin Ormancup, he was a great partner. Smart, loyal, homophobic, but not racist. In those days, that was pretty good.
Brower's publicist says the actor died after a short illness. Andre Brower won two Emmys and was nominated 11 times. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Israel continues its relentless attacks on Hamas targets in Gaza, says CBS's Ramiro Innocencio in Tel Aviv.
In Rafah, different generations are mourning the loss of their families' futures after intense Israeli strikes killed at least 20 people, according to the Hamas-run health ministry. The Israeli military is consolidating control in the north, demolishing a UN school allegedly used by Hamas in Beit Hanun. Israeli soldiers cheered.
President Biden, however, says the Israeli government is beginning to lose support around the world and needs to make changes. And the UN General Assembly on Tuesday voted overwhelmingly to demand a ceasefire in Gaza. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington asking President Biden and congressional Republicans for more military aid. He says the talks went well.
Today's discussions in the White House and in Congress across both parties and both chambers with a speaker, we are very productive, and I thank you for the bipartisan support.
Republicans, however, say they won't approve more aid until President Biden presents a plan for strengthening the southern border. After a series of recalls over the past year, the FDA has now released a new warning about eye drops, says CBS's Alexander Tin on the Health Watch.
The agency now says it is out with new red flags it says Americans should heed when picking eye drops. The FDA says that any eye drops labeled as homeopathic or that are being marketed to treat serious conditions like glaucoma or cataracts over the counter are being illegally sold and should not be purchased.
Is the UN climate conference in Dubai ending in failure? CBS's Ben Tracy.
You're hearing increasingly people complaining that this process is broken because you need all 198 countries to agree on basically every word of the language of this agreement, that it's very hard to get any aggressive action that really meets the moment that we're in.
Inspectors have discovered a critical structural failure in one of the busiest bridges in Rhode Island. They've now closed its westbound side in Providence to begin a months-long repair job. The Washington Bridge, built in the 1960s, carries Interstate 195 over the Seekonk River from Providence to East Providence, serving as a key gateway to the city. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
15 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. But where it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenaire.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin, coming to you live from our beautiful studio in downtown Waukesha. Greg Bach with me, Dan Schaefer with me in the studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always call or text in at 844-967-2789. Or if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, you can leave comments there as well. Coming up at 11:33, we're going to talk about Christmas presents that last forever. I question some of these selections. We will kick that around and take your calls about the singular best Christmas present you have ever gotten.
Oh, God. Why didn't you tell me this like 3 days ago? I'd start thinking.
Well, start thinking about it now.
Great. No pressure.
We got time. We've got time. We're going to start this hour off. So all kinds of action over the weekend with the Board of Regents and the deal that was presented essentially by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss to pay the raises that were already promised to 34,000 UW employees. And the Board of Regents rejected the deal because it required some major reductions in staff positions for diversity, equity, and inclusion. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who reached the deal with UW President Jay Rothman, said Monday on another radio station, the Regents, he hopes, will reconsider and that he is not open to making any changes. Quote, the deal was negotiated in good faith. We're not changing one thing in this deal. We are not going backwards. If anything, I'd prefer to go forward. But a deal is a deal. You've got to keep your word. This is not forever. If they want to walk away, they can walk away, unquote.
Man, I've just never heard so many threats.
Is a deal a deal? Didn't they already have a deal with Governor Evers to implement these raises? Wasn't that a deal?
There is one legislator standing in the way
of
releasing these raises, and it's Robin Voss.
So he's like our Tommy Tuberville.
Our Tubby Tuberson.
He's our Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah.
And of course, there are other components of this deal, but he is the only one standing in the way of these raises that were already passed in the state budget. There's legal, you know, mechanisms happening alongside of this. But I think, you know, one thing that's pretty interesting about Voss saying this, saying he's done negotiating. Well, he says this kind of thing all the time.
Yes.
So you look back to the shared revenue deal earlier this year. We can't be goldfish and have these goldfish memories about how things happen in the Wisconsin State Legislature. In May, Robin Voss said they're done negotiating on the shared revenue deal.
Not going to happen.
Not going to happen. We're done negotiating. We passed what we're going to pass and we're done negotiating. Well, guess what happened?
They negotiated. No.
And they passed something different a month later. So I think we in the, you know, members of the Wisconsin media have to recognize that this is just your typical Voss tantrum. He governs by tantrum. And he's going to throw his tantrum about this on right-wing radio, as he did yesterday,
yes,
and say he's done negotiating and get every reporter in the state to pick it up. But he just says this kind of thing all the time about stuff. So I think, you know, you got to take it with more than just a grain of salt. You got to take it with the entire salt shaker
and give that context. Bag of rock salt.
Exactly. And give that context that he says this kind of nonsense all the time. And he just has tantrums all the time. And so whether this is done negotiation, and I don't know, remains to be seen. I think the Regents are meeting today for further, you know, discussion over what could come next after the vote on Saturday failed. It doesn't seem like it's done, though. It just seems like Robin Voss, the one person standing in the way of these raises, is just having a tantrum.
I mean, it also just goes in like the budget thing. This is just kind of going into the pile now that has become a terrible 2023 for Robin Voss. I mean, calling for the impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz and going at it with all guns blazing, then really pulling it back to the point where even we were saying on the show, what's going on with this? Like it was a thing a week ago and now it's not. Then calling for, what was the other thing he wanted to do? Now there's all the, like, he called for the impeachment. Then he wanted to fire Megan Wolf, and that thing was like going hard in the paint. And then all of a sudden that sort of pulled back away. So it's not a good year for Robin Voss. And I think the main problem is that he's trying to appease too many masters now. You know, before this all, before 2020, even when Trump was in, you know, whatever, after the election of 2020, it became very clear that there was a growing population of his own base who disliked him. But then he was still beholden to these center sort of right individuals who counted on him to do their deeds. And he was fine to do that. But then it's like, impeach Janet Protasiewicz, the far right are like, yeah. And he's like, doesn't do anything. You're a rhino. Let's primary you. So this is like this whole thing of like Robin Voss is just, I won't say I feel bad for him, but there is a certain amount where I do feel for the fact that he just can't win right now. Cause no matter what he does, he's running into a wall back and forth. And it's almost like Star Wars. The compactor is just closing on him and he can't go anywhere.
Well, and it's,
yeah, I made a Star Wars reference,
which is fine.
It's you know, we talk so often about approval ratings when we talk about politicians,
yes,
right? And you know, every time Joe Biden's brought up, it's his approval rating is brought up. Well, maybe we should start doing that with Robin Voss, because Robin Voss has a 16% favorability rating in the state of Wisconsin. I wrote about this in the latest Marquette poll. I break down every single iteration of the Marquette University Law School poll at the recombobulation area. It's one of those things that I've done since I started. .news, actually. And it's one of those things that I've been doing since the very beginning of the recombobulation area, is breaking down every last Marquette poll. So I feel like pretty close to expert knowledge on these questions and on the numbers. Yeah. There is nothing like Robin Voss's approval rating. There's nothing else in that poll that resembles it at all, because he has a 16% favorable, and then it's like 36% unfavorable. And then there's like, you know, normal people who are outliving their lives who don't live and die on the political news cycle every single day, who just don't have an opinion of Robin Voss. And so there's about 45% of the state that falls into that, which is crazy to me. But, you know,
that's a really high number,
which makes.
But also the fact that he is that, you know, relatively not as well known and still has a negative 20. And so, like, you know, like Joe Biden or Donald Trump or Ron Johnson or Tammy Baldwin, they're only like maybe 15% of the people will not have an opinion of Tammy Baldwin, or 5% of the people will not have an opinion of Joe Biden. You're not getting net minus 20 in any of these. Robin Voss has a net minus 20, and it is the most recent poll that I broke down. It was his worst net favorability rating in the history of the Marquette University Law School.
Wow.
So I think the more people get to know Robin Voss, the less they seem to like him. And the more they view him unfavorably. And I think, you know, you mentioned the impeachment thing, you know, all these different things. He's just, it's just been a very ridiculous year for Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker.
It's got to be very confusing for him. It does, because he has been able to do whatever for at least the last 12 years, if not longer, as the de facto ruler in Wisconsin.
And much of it in the shadows.
Yes.
He was very much in the shadows of Madison. Like, he was the Assembly Speaker and he has power, but no one really knew who he was. And when you see a picture of him, he looks like a stock photo image. So like he doesn't look like Mitch McConnell. You're like, oh, that guy's either the sweetest man or evil. So like, and this might also explain why Devin Lemahieu was being so vocal on disagreeing with him, because
Voss is so
unpopular. I don't want your stink on me.
Well, I think they just don't like each other, which I was very surprised by that Voss and Lemahieu. I just don't know.
Voss and Fitzgerald like each other that much either. No. Like, I don't mean Voss is a hard person to like. I'm sorry. I know this is very subjective, and I know this from people I know who know him. He's a hard man to like because he's never there. He's never like totally there. You're getting some manufactured version of him, how he's trying to please you to get his way. So you don't go to like, and you even said like people don't go to a bar with him to grab a beer. They go to work and five, they clock out and they're like, and then they go home. He's just a hard man to know, and he's done this to himself.
And he's the longest serving assembly speaker ever in Wisconsin's history.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, it's just time for new voices, right?
Yeah.
It's not even that like, okay, let's say next year's election happens and Republicans win a majority in the assembly, which I think they probably would, not to the extent where they are controlling close to 2/3 of it. But I think, you know, that stands to reason that they could win a slight majority in the state. Can it maybe be time for somebody else to be in charge of the assembly? Like, he's been doing this for so long. People are so tired of his act. He's run into so many walls and this year, and he's just like made an absolute fool out of himself on the impeachment thing in particular.
Yes.
Like, when is it going to be time for a new assembly speaker? Should we introduce legislation that term limits the role of assembly speaker or something like that?
We don't make laws. We can't do that. I'm sorry.
Tony Zimmerman checking in on the live stream. I wonder if Voss is doing a Trump thing. Trump says so many awful things, you can't even focus on just one. Yeah. Voss is calling for so many things, people forget that none of them actually happened.
I think there's a difference there. Trump is a guy who just needs attention all the time and will do whatever he can to get that attention. Whereas I think if you ask Robin Voss right now, he would wave a magic wand to go back to where he was in like 2018, 2016, where he's just, like I said, in the shadows, not as known. And if he could go back in time to just even 2020, he'd have a ramp down where he'd say, all right, I'm going to step down as assembly speaker. And then the term after that's going to be my last term. He can bow out gracefully. Now, no matter what he does, he's going to look like a dodo bird.
It's going to be a messy end, yep. Right?
Yeah, he's not going to have a gracious walk away. I mean, his pals will all be like Robin Voss, one of the greatest. Tommy Thompson, Rob, put him on the Mount Rushmore of Wisconsin GOP politics. But the rest of us can be like, he's kind of a bumbling idiot.
Oh, I don't think he's an idiot.
Well, no, that's the thing.
I don't think he's an idiot by any stretch.
Okay, idiot's the wrong word, but he definitely did not handle this last year with the greatest amount of political strategy.
Savvy, no. Maybe lacking it a little savvy. Yeah. All right, stay close. That was quick. This was a real quick reversal that happened in the city of Milwaukee. Lots of people were upset. All the details coming up. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We are on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Couldn't do it if I stood where you stood. I'm hard to love, hard to love. You say that you need me. I don't deserve it, but I love that you love me.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach, Dan Schaefer with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us at 844-967-2789. 844-96.
Potty.
Thank you, Greg.
Party. It's actually, I sound like party.
It's party.
Party.
It's party. P-E-R-T-Y. This came up and I just had to laugh because my sister was concerned about this. The city of Milwaukee announced, was it last week, Dan? Because you're also a resident of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just last week.
That they were no longer, the Department of what, Public Works, was no longer going to pick up Christmas trees from the curb to have them composted.
Right.
And so instead, people were going to be expected to take their Christmas tree to a drop-off site, at which point then they would be composted, I assume.
Or mulched, or whatever, mulched, whatever yeah. they end up doing with it. Yeah.
People were not happy about that.
No.
At all. Milwaukee Sanitation Services Manager Rick Myers told Milwaukee's Public Works Committee at a special meeting yesterday, "We'll back off this drop-off only. We hear you loud and clear." Yikes.
Our long national nightmare is over, Jane.
There's been a lot of discussion about this, though.
Treegate.
Yes.
December 1st to December 11th, or whatever long.
Is that something that Tommy Cutlet does? Treegate. It's Treegate.
You're just looking for excuses to bring back that voice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But I guess what I don't understand is, so the DNR let the city know almost a year ago, that they were not in compliance with whatever regulations the DNR has in order to do this.
Yard waste pickup that a Christmas tree would technically fall under the umbrella of. So it was a state change by the DNR that, you know, it's so often the case that the state will do something and require it of Milwaukee and then Milwaukee gets blamed for it. But at this time it seems like they maybe could have been a little bit more proactive about getting the word out to people about how things were going to happen.
And that's one of the reasons why at least some of the council members were pretty upset, because they knew for months that this change was in the works, and then they didn't bring it up even when they had hearings in fall on the 2024 budget. So it might have been a good idea to have mentioned that.
Yeah, probably should have mentioned that
before.
Seems like that should have come up.
I thought I said something last time. Oh, man, my bad. Well, I'm off for Christmas break forever.
And just think of what a mess that would have been. Not everyone was going to hear this message.
Right.
Right? And so people are going to be throwing their trees out on the curb, and they're going to be there in June.
Yeah, there were going to have been a lot of Christmas trees in various alleys around Milwaukee if that were not to be the case. Actually, it was kind of interesting to see some of the reaction to it. So I live in the Washington Heights neighborhood on the west side of Milwaukee. I saw our neighborhood association posted something briefly after this. They're like, "Hey, we're going to organize a mulch fest to bring all your trees to this one park. And we can get together and have hot chocolate and throw them through the mulcher." I was like, okay, that's a pretty good response. So maybe it sounds like this is the type of thing that, like, maybe next year they won't be able to do this. This might be just like a little bit of a stopgap measure for the city of Milwaukee to, like, not spring it on people who may have already purchased their new trees and all that. And so, you know, maybe next year I'll get to go to the Washington Heights Mulch Fest and throw a tree into the mulcher with my neighbors.
Or maybe December 12th, 2024, they're going to say, "So people are really upset about the fact that trees aren't going to get picked up again this year."
A bunch of the Alderman Lamont Westmoreland said he had gotten a ton of emails from angry residents. "I'm hearing from a bunch of excuses as to why the people have been failed when this didn't have to happen." Again, it just seems like it was mishandled and somebody really dropped the ball in making sure that they were going to be in compliance, either be in compliance with these DNR changes or to give people a larger heads up about it. My big question, though, is, and we don't do real trees anymore, but for people who do, there's such a mess at the end. And so you're either going to have to bag it in a sheet or you're going to have to bag it in a bag before you throw it in your car to take it to a place to have it mulched. Otherwise, you're going to have little fir needles all over your vehicle.
Yeah, we have a real tree at our house, and it is indeed a mess.
Yes.
And once you take it out and put it on the curb, get those pine needles everywhere in my house, and you can like follow the path
in the snow.
For us, we put it in the alley because that's where our trash pickup is. So we bring it back there, and there's like a, you know, like it's like you're watching the Grinch walk all the way to the alley.
How'd you find Dan Schaefer? I follow the needles. When does your family take the tree down? Average wise, like
I mean, it's like the day after Christmas. Okay. Almost.
My sister, I told Jane this a while ago. My sister on Christmas Day, once food is done, presents are open, she undoes all the ornaments, packs them all away. The tree is on the front stoop that night.
That's too soon.
It's like that's one too, day later one, for yeah, us, basically.
Yeah. Why yeah. would you not? The holiday isn't even officially over yet.
It is in her mind.
Cold.
I'm saying nothing at this point.
You're a lovely woman. What's her name?
Amy.
Amy, you're a lovely woman. No worries.
No, yeah, it's yeah, she doesn't mess around, and I love it because every year she posts it on Facebook, says, and that's done.
That burden's off my plate.
I mean, for some people, the holidays are stressful. Getting lists, buying stuff, getting decorated, food and all the organization. I can understand it. I mean, I don't do it this year because we have a dog. That's our excuse.
That you don't have to host this year?
We never host. My sister always hosts, but we don't even have decorations up because I didn't want Maybelle to get into anything because she's getting excited and curious.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes!
Now the challenges are going to start.
I know. I can't wait.
As she starts exploring.
She's the greatest dog on earth.
Of course she is, Greg Bach. All right. Stay with us. 23 Christmas gifts that will last forever.
Not 25?
No, I think it's 20. No, it's 24. 24 Christmas gifts that are going to last you forever. What is the greatest singular gift you have ever gotten for Christmas? 844-967-2789. 844-96.
AO party.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Stick around. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. News is coming up next. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's before it starts to show. So if I have a chance, would you let me know?
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO.
Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Where you commit to walking 3 miles or doing 30 minutes on a bike every day in December.
You know, that's good. That's a decent goal. I have that goal. You know how many days I've reached it in the last month? One. Obviously, exercise produces endorphins, and endorphins make us happy, and happy people don't kill their husbands.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on Locally Grown Radio.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Here's your forecast from Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. 15 overnight under mainly cloudy skies. Winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. High of 35 tomorrow. Lows level off around 23 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Welcome to Ask Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matner in for Kristen Rye. Dan Schaefer, Greg Bach with me in studio. Calvin is on the board. You can always join us, 844-967-2789. Thank you for listening on the Eagle in La Crosse on WLCX. And shout out to people in Wisconsin Rapids this morning on WFHR. You can also comment on the live stream if you would like. You can watch us on Facebook, YouTube, and or Twitter. We're going to switch gears a little bit and talk, according to Wirecutter, the 24 gifts that will last forever or extremely close. And I'd also like to know, what was the best Christmas gift you ever got? One that really sticks out.
Oh, boy.
Over the years. Nothing.
Well,
I know, it was kind of a last minute ask.
Yeah,
but,
right? Like,
I mean, there's not one thing that jumps that
well,
you remember.
Said, okay. I'm sorry, but let's go with the phrasing of the statement. You said the greatest. Now you said one thing. What do you want from me, lady? What do you want? You want the greatest or you want the year that I got Hot Torpedo? Hot Torpedo was a great game as a kid. You put a little disc in a thing and shot disc on the other side. It was amazing. I got it. I was so excited. So excited.
Okay, I'll one that does stand out to me, and this will just sound like millennial nostalgia, I think,
that's
as
fine.
Much as anything.
No judgment.
A Nintendo 64. when I was a kid. Yeah. Getting the Nintendo 64, the new Nintendo 64, and going downstairs and playing Mario Kart on it. You know, that was my jam back in the day.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. Calvin, what about
you? Ready and waiting.
So I have a couple, and they're all pretty different. The most recent one that stood out to me is going to sound kind of weird, but a cast iron skillet.
Oh, that's great.
It was a good present. I really liked that. It was a surprise. It was a Christmas where I didn't really ask for anything, so my parents were kind of scrambling, and my dad just happened to hear me say it one time and guessed it right that I wanted one.
So what have you done with your cast iron skillet?
All sorts of things. Mostly cheeseburgers and grilled cheese, but nice. Lots of other stuff too.
Did you properly season it?
Oh yeah, my mom's been using it and she doesn't take care of it the best, so I kind of need to give it another go with the seasoning.
Well, you just forced a conversation now by saying it on radio.
She knows. I talked to her about it on Sunday.
Respect the cast iron skillet. The seasoning of the cast iron skillet, very important. It's like a wok. Right? You never wash your wok.
You never want to wash it.
You never wash it. You
can't put it in the dishwasher.
No. Oh, gosh.
There are memes about this.
There are.
There are memes about putting the cast iron in the dishwasher and ruining
it. I don't even make people scream.
Yeah.
You're also supposed to not, like, the pizza stone either. You can rinse it off and, like, wipe it, but you're never supposed to, like, wash it with soap and put it in the dishwasher.
You know.
Yeah?
I never put this cast iron in the dishwasher. I would never go that far. But the idea that you can't use soap on it is actually a misconception.
Are we talking cast iron or like a pizza stone?
Pizza stone, I have no idea. A stone, I think you don't want to use soap because it will absorb.
Yeah.
But a cast iron, you can use soap on as long as you put a little oil on it.
Yeah, you want to wash it. Yeah, you still want to wash it. It has to be clean, but can't put it in the dishwasher.
For all your cast iron questions, Calvin is available at 844-967-2789. He is the wizard of cast iron skillets. All right, this wire cutter article on the 24 gifts that will last forever extremely closely. The first one is coasters. Classy coasters.
Well, that depends on what they're made of.
Wool felt coasters absorb condensation, don't stick to damp glasses. They come in a pleasing array of colors in sets of four and or six. $40 for coasters.
It's a lot for coasters.
That seems really pricey to me.
But if they're going to last forever?
Well, that's according to Wirecutter.
Well, and these things that could... I'm looking through this list of things that could last forever and having knowledge of my almost three-year-old daughter, who is an expert at breaking things typically, you know, maybe thought of as lasting forever. Could they make it past my two-year-old daughter? That should be the real test of this Wirecutter article. Give it to me and see if they last a month.
Give it to my kid.
Yeah.
Your love for me has to last forever, Father, but these coasters don't. Wah-bam!
Well, I would think, too, if you're going to give somebody a thing of coasters, then I want them to know how much they cost. If I'm shelling out for $40, because otherwise they're going to look at you like, you got me a box of four coasters for Christmas?
Like if you get your Secret Santas, like the budget is $40 and somebody comes with coasters and you'd be like, are you sure?
Are you sure you spent up to $40 on
this? Did you not look at my wish list on Elfster.com? I wouldn't come with them at the price. I wouldn't be that gauche. I would simply go, they're coasters made of, and then you say the materials and what they'll do, when really you're just describing a coaster.
That's one way to sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
But I guess I would want some... I would like them to recognize that these are highly special
call
coasters.
Them cruelty-free.
Cruelty-free coasters. That will work.
Yeah.
Also suggested the Vermont Bowl Company Colonial Hardwood Bowl.
This just sounds like advertisements.
$209.
What?
For an 8-inch bowl.
Get out of my house.
That's a pricey bowl. And they're wood, and it looks lovely, but don't most bowls last forever?
Well, depending on what they're made of.
I mean, I have bowls that I've had for 30 years.
Are they still good looking, or are they still like, okay, then there you go.
I have bowls I inherited from my mother. Those are probably 60 years old.
We have some antique bowls that have been passed down, too.
And they still work fine. They still function
they
as
still
a bowl.
They still hold food.
They do.
The coasters are the kind of thing you were saying you wanted to tell them how much they were. That's the kind of bowl that the person who gets it tells you how much it is, so they know. Because the only thing they have on it is that it was a $200 bowl. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's still just a bowl, and it looks like every other bowl. But that person would be like, this is a $200 bowl because it's made of finely harvested koa.
See, this would never happen in the Midwest, because if you're in the Midwest, you have to tell people the deal that you got this particular gift for.
It was $200.
That you got it for a discount. I got it. It was $200. Yes. I got it on Black Friday for, you know, $45 or something. Yeah.
High five me. Yeah. It's a victory.
Yeah.
Indestructible, well, should last forever. Christmas suggestions from Wirecutter magazine. It's a raincoat. The Helly Hansen Moss raincoat. For $120.
Nope.
Not into the raincoats?
I've done $120. I'll buy an umbrella or just get wet.
But it's a flattering below the hip length with a pleasing rubberized polyurethane coat.
I want people to see me below the hips. It's flattering enough.
See, I used to live in Seattle, and this would be the type of coat that every single person in Seattle has.
Oh, I believe
it. But here in Wisconsin, maybe not so much.
That gets a little bit rare.
Need a little bit more, little more to it. It's got to be all weather, snow, rain, sleet, sideways rain, freezing rain, slush falling from the sky.
Rain.
You know,
Rain not Wilson.
Like not like the mist in Seattle.
I went to Seattle in December in 2017, and it was 49 degrees out. I was walking around in a hoodie and shorts. Everyone was in parkas.
Yeah. If it snows like an inch there, the city shuts down.
Awesome.
Yeah. Tony checking in on the stream. My dad made me a functional mini brass cannon. It didn't have a fuse that you lit, but a cap that you hit with a hammer. A complete surprise and utterly amazing.
Oh, wow. You really up the ante there,
Tony. That could go wrong in so many different ways.
Do you have all your thumbs and fingers?
Is there a background check you have to pass before you use the cannon?
Not in my America.
Yeah, a functional mini brass cannon. That is really funny.
Yeah.
Going back to this list of the Christmas gifts that should last forever, Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone for $137.
You just made all those words up.
I did not. Fibramint D Home Oven Baking Stone.
So it's a piece of stone that you put in an oven.
Pretty much.
This is no longer this is no longer the list of stuff that will last forever. It's incredulous Midwesterners judge a Christmas list from a website. Because everything is like, I got a stone at home. I got a stone in my backyard. I'll put it in the oven. I am paying $100 for it.
There's the Charlie Barron's bit here, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I like the whole idea of Midwesterners denigrate other people's Christmas gifts.
Absolutely.
Because we can find it on sale.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
Or
people?
My backyard.
844-967-2789 if you want to share the greatest Christmas gift you ever, ever received. Popcorn maker. I thought we were done with popcorn makers. The copper-plated stainless steel Whirly Pop popcorn popper, $65 from Amazon. Don't we just make popcorn in a pan?
Or in the microwave.
Right? We need a special magical popcorn popper.
We all have that friend who can't just say no to
the gadget.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, we had this conversation. What was the gadget you wanted?
The Wonder Oven.
The Wonder Oven. How much was that?
It was $200.
And did you buy it?
I didn't.
Good. You're welcome.
And I looked at it, and I think what really changed my mind was we had a chef from Madison who called in.
Yeah.
And he said, Jane, you're just duplicating functions that your oven and your broiler already do.
I said that before the chef said that.
The chef carried a little more weight. I'm sorry.
And now, you call me thin? Thank you. All right.
I understand the draw. Understand the draw to these small appliances. And I really, really wanted a Wonder Oven. But as I looked at it more and I measured it and it was much bigger than I thought and takes up a whole lot more space, I'd have to move the air fryer I never use in order to fit in the Wonder Oven that I also likely would not use.
I just used my air fryer today. Or not today, yesterday. Sorry, there's someone walking up to the window, and I got distracted.
Oh, with flowers. 844-967-2789. PD is on the line from Florida. Good morning, PD. Thank you for joining the show. What do you want to say?
Hey. Yeah, I had several special gifts from the time I was pretty much like 4 years old on through grade school. My parents would give me a box of junk, and I have home movies of them giving me like a Tonka steam shovel or whatever, and I'd play with it for like a minute, and then I would go to the box of junk, which was great because it taught me how to put things together and use my imagination, use my hands and all that. So that was my favorite thing I looked forward to for a number of years through my grade school. And then when I was about 12, the greatest thing that I got that changed my life, they gave me my first Sears Silvertone guitar, and it was a guitar that was in like a case that had a little amplifier, tube amplifier, and speaker inside the case. It was built into the case. Very, very unusual setup. But they gave me my first Silvertone guitar, which appears in one of my videos. I became a professional singer-songwriter, one-man band because of it, and changed my entire life that 1 year.
That is really cool, PD. And I love the box of junk. I think for the right kid, that could be a great gift, right?
Oh, it was, because I turned into, because of that, I really became like a Mr. Fix-It. I mean, I've worked on, there's nothing I haven't done on a car. I mean, I'm not a professional mechanic, but I've rebuilt motors and engines, the transmission, clutch. Nothing I haven't done on a car. I've remodeled houses. I've made all kinds of things, silver, jewelry, briar tobacco pipes. I mean, all kinds of things that I've done in my life that I owe all to going back to this putting together things out of junk.
Yep.
And it would be anything from buttons to magnets to little rubber piece. My dad worked in a rubber factory for a while. Just all kinds of things they would gather up through the year. And I would make things, little sculptures or just things that my mom gave me a big button 1 year and some string. And I made this thing where you put the string through the button and you pull on it with your hands back and forth, and it makes the button spin real fast.
Yes.
And just all kinds of really cool stuff, which, you know, kids today would never, I don't think, appreciate.
Well, just look at how that unlocked your imagination. That's really remarkable. We don't have a lot of time left, PD. How did you find us while you're listening in Florida?
I listened to Talk Left. It has a number of stations on it. So I listened to the one in Madison considerably, quite a bit. I love the station. I went to Madison the year that I went to college in Texas, actually, but went on a road trip and went to Madison to and heard Bob Seger play for the first time in some little joint that was his hometown bar before he was big in Madison, Wisconsin. I've never forgotten that.
That's really cool, PD. Thank you so very much for listening, and thank you so very much for sharing your story. 844-967-2789, the singular greatest Christmas gift or most memorable that you ever received. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control.
Yikes!
So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Morning, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry, joined in studio by Dan Schaefer and Greg Bach. And Calvin is on the board. You can call in at 844-967-2789, 844-96-
Party!
Talking about best Christmas gifts. This is from a Wirecutter article on the 24 Christmas gifts that will last forever. And we're just taking your calls as well. What was your favorite Christmas gift that you've gotten over the years? This is a great one. Texture from the 414. My KitchenAid mixer. At first, I was disappointed about getting a kitchen appliance from my husband, but that thing is the best. And actually, that's on this list.
That thing is on wedding lists, anniversary lists.
I got one Christmas. That's what I asked for our wedding.
Yeah. I
every wedding registry, I think, is required by law to have one of those on there.
But it really is the most useful thing.
It's very versatile. Yeah. And
They're not cheap. They're like $350, $400.
Yeah.
But that's something that is going to last you a really, really, really long time.
I'm still trying to think of a present I got in the past few years that like really made me go, oh my God. I don't know. I like getting presents, but I never ask for the big present. I think like it's, you know, when you're younger,
taking you to Greece.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like when you're younger, you get the big present or the present from Santa. Now if like a lot of the things I ask for, they're very functional. So if I get them, I'm excited. You know, last year, Bridget asked my brother-in-law and my sister for the stuff we need to change our own oil and a lesson on how to change our own oil. And that's what my brother did. He came over with he bought us all this stuff. He came over and he showed us, and now we can change our own oil, which
that saves you quite a bit of money.
Saves us so much money.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. 844-967-2789, your favorite Christmas gift. And I think, too, for a lot of us, it's something that sticks out from childhood.
Yeah, you know, that was my initial thought. It's just like, okay, what's the childhood one? Yeah, what's the really one that I remember that
sent me over the moon?
Yeah.
Texter from the 414, I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. A text from the 262 says, my air fryer. It makes all kinds of stuff. I love the wings the best. I was really excited when we got ours, and I used it all the time, and now I bet I haven't used it in 6 months, which is another reason why I talked myself out of the wonder oven.
I noticed that when you say the wonder oven, you always say like the wonder oven.
It makes me sad.
Yeah, that's
like the one that got away.
Yeah. No, right.
Great thing too about like my family, we exchange lists, and so like my wife's birthday is in April. So what I do is I look at the list she gives out, and anything that's on her Christmas list that wasn't given to her, I'll usually buy a couple things off of there
because
stuff she still needs, stuff that'll make her excited. And she's very much, she can be very much entrenched in gift cards. She loves gift cards because then she controls what she gets. But as we all know, it is, you want to be able to, you want to be tangible. Be like, here's a thing. Here's a shirt. Here's a whatever. But
here's a wonder oven.
Okay, just buy the stupid thing. All right. My God. I'm on board now. If he'll get you to shut up about the wonder oven, buy it. I do want to say shout out to Pat Kreitlow. Thank you for the flowers.
Yes, it's Greg's birthday, and Pat sent him a bouquet. It's really, really beautiful. And a texter from the listening on WAUK from the 608. Happy birthday, Greg. I hope all your birthday wishes come true.
They already are. I'm surrounded by friends.
Rico from Rock County said, great call from PD, who called from Florida and talked about how he made a pipe. And Rico just wants to know if it was really a tobacco pipe, PD. Or is there something you're not telling us?
Well, in Florida, no.
Texter from the 920 listening on WMDX in Madison. I got a bonsai tree. That's cool.
I got a bonsai Lego set.
That's cool.
It's very cool.
I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Also from the 920, tools in a book. And from the 414 listening on WAUK, divorce papers.
Oh, you got served on. Oh,
that changed the tone just slightly.
We did get
just a little bit. I, you know, opposite of that, I suppose I should say that the best gift I've ever given during Christmas was I proposed to my wife right before Christmas.
Oh, nice.
So I gave the engagement ring there. So that's probably the most memorable Christmas of my life.
Oh,
was that engagement there.
We got a live stream comment from Tim McCullough. Kahlo, happy birthday to my fave Lord Ring to the character Greg Bach. I think he's talking about what I look like, because I look like I could storm a mountain. But also, I guess, you know what? Probably the greatest Christmas present I ever got was the fact that I'm born on December the 12th. Then came Christmas. I was given life. Ha ha! Beat that, everyone in the room.
Okay, then I'm not going to bring up my Snoopy soap dish, which changed my life when I was six.
Really?
I loved that thing so much. We used to get You guys don't remember Avon. Avon calling.
My mother was an Avon lady.
She was an Avon lady. And they would actually come to your house and they would bring the catalog and you could look through the catalog. And I wanted that Snoopy soap dish with every fiber of my being. And I got it.
You know what I love is that you think I'm so much younger than you because you always do that. You won't remember this. And then you'll say something like, you know, I don't know, MASH. I'm like, of course I remember MASH. Remember the Snoopy, the Snoopy snow cone maker? It was like his house and you put ice in the top of the house.
And it would come out the front?
It would come out the front as like a snow cone. I remember that one. I never got that one.
I never got a Light Bright.
Really?
On my 40th birthday, I got a Light Bright because I had been whining about it for so long.
Like a Wonder Oven?
When I'm 80, I'll ask for the Wonder Oven.
We're all going to get you a Wonder Oven.
This is turning into the gifts that got away.
The gifts that got away. Not the best.
Is there a gift that got away for you, Dan?
Not that I can think of. No.
Okay.
Also on this list of gifts that will last forever, a Peugeot Paris Ouselect Peppermill for $44. If you have one peppermill, doesn't that last you a lifetime? Don't most peppermills last forever?
I'm not going to lie. I hate this list. I hate this list so much.
It's just not a list that Midwesterners can appreciate because it's a lot of overpriced doodads.
Ours would be like a sturdy shovel. Where can you get it? Probably your dad's house. A good coat. Burlington Coat Factory. Come on, don't pay full price. Yeah, don't pay full price.
The one thing on here on the wire cutter is a good knife, and I will sing the praises of good knives.
Mm-hmm.
It's critically important. All right, news is coming up next, followed by the wonderful Todd Allbaugh Show from noon until 2 p.m. Thank you so very much for joining us today. Thank you, Dan Schaefer, for coming all the way out and joining us in studio.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Greg Bach. Calvin, as always, thank you for producing this program, and thank you to all of you for listening. Without you, we got nothing. Stay close. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Hi, I'm E.J. Williams. Each year, millions of animals are abandoned, and more than a million are euthanized before they can be rescued. Organizations like American Humane are working to harness the healing power of the human-animal bond, as animals can be trained as life-saving service and therapy dogs to help veterans, the elderly, and children with special needs to overcome the obstacles of everyday life.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Max Inc. Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. And by the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music, and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and